everybody. Welcome to another episode of Why Didn't They Laugh? I'm your host, Owen Benjamin. Today we have an epic battle between the human emotions of revenge and mercy. I think I'm going to spend a few episodes covering human emotions because I've realized that I'm not an expert on a lot of stuff, but this is one thing I am a bit of an expert on, as well as a student, because I make a lot of mistakes in this arena, as we all do. So it's always good to understand human emotions. And mercy and revenge are kind of like the same thing, but opposite. I think a lot of emotions kind of yin-yang each other, where the driving machine of them are the same, but the results are opposite. And I think the same thing that makes you want to give mercy to someone is the same thing you seek vengeance against them. And as a stand-up comedian, I face this all the time. So today I have an amazing example of the battle between mercy and revenge. It'll lay right out for you guys. It's recorded from Levity Live last weekend. Great weekend. The Thursday night show and the Sunday night shows are always a little, they're a little more volatile. Fridays, and the two shows Fridays, two shows Saturday were just streamlined. But Thursday, Sunday, yeah. So this is from the Thursday night. Also, I will be at Brea Improv this week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then the week, and then I have like Houston coming up, Pittsburgh, St. Louis, bunch of stuff. So go to hugepianist.com. And the future of this podcast depends on listener support, I guess. And I'm not gonna guilt trip you. If you don't have any extra cash, don't bother. But if you would like to join my Patreon page, it's patreon.com/WDTL. Why didn't they laugh? WDTL. And you can subscribe to like $3 or $10 a month or something like that. And I will release other episodes for Patreon subscribers and maybe send like some presents or something in the mail. I'll do something good for you guys. I'm not fully organized yet with all that, but I will be. Like, for example, there's going to be a whole series of just conversations with my mom and my dad because they're both very interesting people. And I don't want to deviate too much of the basic principle of this podcast in the future. So Why Didn't They Laugh will always be available to everyone, which is me analyzing specific comedy shows, why crowds didn't laugh, what I face up there, and what we can all learn from it. And so all the other stuff, like my South Park reviews or conversations with my parents or my personal stuff or interviews, like that will be a separate thing. And if you want those, just sign up for my Patreon page. I don't know. I'm still figuring all this stuff out. But so check this out. This is how it all started. Okay, me and my wife are sitting on our couch, and my wife's like, it's really cold in here. I was like, I know. And then I went back to thinking about, like, why doesn't glue stick to the bottle? Like, it's in the bottle for so long, and it's glue, but it never sticks to it until it leaves its bottle. I don't get it either. It's what? If it's cold in the house, what does that have to do with glue? Please just leave it. Like, just let me do my job. I swear to God, and I'm not saying that to be an asshole. I know you're a sweet woman, but you're not following what I'm doing. No, I promise you, I'm not trying to be mean to you. And I know even if it is slightly confusing to you because you've had a half a glass of Merlot, you know what I mean? I promise you, you're good, I'm good. Just please, this is my expertise. Just let me do it. You know, you're not going up to a pilot like, I fucking felt some turbulence. Let me just do that with the controllers because that's how all the Asians die because it's an Asian flight. I just pictured the Malaysian flight. I'm not racist. It was that it got so much fucking news that the Malaysian flight crashed in the ocean. No one knew why. That's why. What's that? Remember they could. What's that, darling? It's not your fault. No, it's a metaphor. You didn't prompt. No, you're fine. I swear to God, everything you're doing is okay.
I'm just letting you know that the glue thing has nothing to do with the coldness in the house.
Okay, so you see what's happening here. So this woman had already been talking from earlier, but there's so much material here, I had to make some choices. I had a beer on stage, and she was like, "That's not beer." Okay, so I'm dealing with that. So I'm now doing a bit about the show Snapped. And if you've seen me live, you know the joke. It's a great joke, and it's smooth, and I'm just trying to get through it. And, of course, she says, what is that? She's just talking out loud. Like, loud. And so I'm now battling between mercy and revenge. And I'm trying to tell her that she's okay. Everything's going to be fine. And I'm also a little pissed off. But trying to make it work. This is the beginning. This is what starts the whole thing. Now let's see where it goes from here.
The glue is a joke about how, as a man, I think dumb things. I'm using an example of like a thought in a man's head that has nothing to do with anything. That's the joke. The coldness, the joke is the difference in communication between what my wife is saying and what I'm thinking. That's all not to be said out loud because that makes the joke not funny. But just please, God, let me do what I do. Don't blame him. Don't blame the guy just because he has a dick. God damn it. 27 years married?
Yeah, I still can't figure him out.
I can figure him out. Shut the fuck up. I just solved a lot of marriage problems. Because you guys, I'm sure you love each other, and I'm sure you're both warm people, but the more you talk, the worse, no matter what you're saying. It's just like Facebook. Like, even if you're making the best point imaginable, it's now just an issue of word count. If you have any more questions, just please keep them to yourself. And we can all do a nice Wikipedia search later for things like metaphor, simile, innuendo, nuance. They're wonderful verbal tools. All right, I'm going to finish the joke now. So I'm sitting there. Please don't talk anymore. No, you did. I saw your jaw start. I'm like a fucking baseball player. It's the little triggers. What's that? No, it's okay. As you can see, I'm not. I'm a kind God. I'm just kidding. Remember that in fucking 300? I just want you to kneel. That's me. I don't want to hurt you. I just want you to submit. And kiss my leg before you fuck it. Mwah. I love you. All right, so anyway. So I'm wondering why glue doesn't stick to the inside of a bottle.
Okay, so I'm now wrestling. I'm in deep with mercy versus revenge because she's messing with the show. And for a lot of you who have never done comedy, so I'll let you know that a lot of times if someone's talking during your show, you can just ignore it because if other people aren't aware of it, it doesn't even matter. It's almost like if the tree falls in the forest thing and no one's there to hear it, does it really fall? It's very similar to comedy. If someone's up front talking and no one hears it, are they really a heckler? And the answer in my book is no. That's why a lot of times if someone's yapping, my response to it will make me sound worse than their laugh, than them talking, because most people don't even know they're talking. This situation is not that. It's like pin drop respect silence, because it's like, you know, mid-30s, 40s crowd, respectful, well-dressed, Rockland County, New York. You know, they're here to listen. And everything she says, it almost like echoes. It was really weird. So I see other people looking annoyed. I have to address the situation. But I also don't want to embarrass her. I don't want to make her cry. I don't want to make her like freak out. And I think this is very applicable to all of you listening because we all have this in our lives where you see someone and they're vulnerable and you're like, do I destroy them because I have the power to? Or do I pull back and just let things go? Because for your own benefit, you never know what the right answer is. Because it's not always good to just destroy your enemies. There's a lot of examples in war, for example, like World War II, a big World War II history person. I love reading about it. And on the Eastern Front, Stalin and Hitler had signed a non-aggression pact. Stalin was notoriously paranoid. He killed millions of his own people out of just sheer paranoia. But one of the only people he trusted was Hitler, even though they were ideological opposites. So they signed this this pact. They both split Poland. And Hitler's like, I swear, I will not attack you. I swear. And Stalin's like, I believe you. Obviously, Hitler attacks because Hitler doesn't care about Stalin. He attacks. He catches Stalin. Stalin was in a two-week vodka bender when it happened. This is all real. So he doesn't react. So they start getting destroyed. Russia is just losing, you know, estimates of between 20 and 40,000 people a day. Hitler's just destroying Russia, right? But of course, Russia's a bitch to conquer. Napoleon was famously beaten there, you know. So Hitler is very racially motivated. He wants to kill all the Russians, the Slavs. You know, it wasn't just Jews he hated. He hated everybody, and he wanted them out. So he was like genociding the Slavic people. And a lot of people listening are descendants of them. If you're like, I used to live in the Czech Republic, Czechoslovakia, like Slav, Hitler wants you dead, right? So he starts killing all these prisoners of war because of I might be getting World War I and II mixed up, but there was a peace accord. I believe it was Hague that said you have to like treat the prisoners of war a certain way after World War I was signed. And since Russia wasn't present, Hitler thought it was okay for him to just say, fuck that. So he was just executing them. So then in response, Russia started doing nasty shit to German prisoners of war. And then they kept upping their game until it was so cruel what they were doing to each other. Like women, children, prisoners of war. They were like freezing them and burning them and doing all this crazy shit. That Stalin himself was like, told Hitler, like, hey man, can we just not do this anymore? Because the sum of all revenge was worse for both of them. Because eye for an eye until the whole world is blind type situation. But at the same time, there's also instances in war where if you don't completely wipe out your enemy, they will rebuild and come back. For example, Napoleon. Napoleon was captured, put in prison, and then the French government agreed to like let him go be exiled. Dude gets exiled, gets an army, comes back, overthrows the government. So mercy isn't always the move. Revenge isn't always the move. You have to find that right spot. So right now I'm trying to figure out what to do. Okay, let's see what happens next.
Stay with your girl. Find a good girl. Stay with her, even if you have problems. Because I promise you, there's nowhere else to go. The problem that men have is we think that this is like just a, like it's only us that go through this shit. Like right now, like in his life, he's like, no, you're not that bad. And that's always the best way to show it is say it out loud at a live show. Yell it. Just interrupt everyone to explain how you're not that bad. Just hear me out. If you laugh, you're the least of the crazy. If you deny reality, you're the most. So listen, I'm justifying marriage. Shut your fucking mouth. Oh, God. No one gives a fuck about your feelings. Nobody. I know. We all know. No, it's okay. She's fine. She's a sweetheart. I swear to God, it's fine. I swear to God. She's not one of the bad ones. No. Yeah. I mean, it's... Yeah. She... If I wanted to, yes, but I would never allow that because you're part of my crew now. And every now and then you have in the puppy, you get all the puppies and one keeps running to the wall, but you don't just kill that puppy. You fucking feed it and you work with it. And then maybe one day that puppy becomes a great dog. Right now you're the puppy running into the wall. And you don't have a lot of excuses because as you stated earlier, you only drink wine. You're not getting removed, sweetie. Sweetie, I love you. Please. Trust me. Trust me. Look at me in the eye. Look at me in the eye. As much as your inner thoughts are telling you things right now, trust me. Trust me. No, trust me. Every word is wrong. Don't say one more word. Look at me. No one's looking at you. No one's judging you. I've pissed on people. Blacked out. I've embarrassed myself to degrees you can't imagine. You just said more words. No more words. Look at me. Look at me. Do you have to show signs of strength? Because I'll fuck him up right now. And he's innocent. He's innocent. I will fuck him up just to show dominance. Now, every word you say is about to get him beat up. And he's a good guy. I don't want to fuck him up. But every word out of your mouth means you want to see him bleed. Because the only way to show you dominance is to fuck him up. No, I don't shut up. I have a microphone. People pay money to hear me fucking talk. You shut the fuck up. Oh, no one's shocked. You look around for people to join in your fucking appalledness. But some people drove 200 miles to see this goddamn show, you selfish bitch. Look, people drive from all around to see me talk. No one wants to see you talk. If they do, they'd have to slap some black dicks out of your mouth. Oh, no, he's with the chick. If he was alone, he would have laughed. I'm sorry. Sorry. I'm sorry for that one. I'm not sorry. I call it the Cleveland pacifier. I was just in Cleveland. Black people are way more fun to do shows with. That would have made them laugh really hard. But you guys are like, excuse me. At Jamba Juice, I read a pamphlet. Look at what I have to go through. Just let me finish a goddamn joke about the show Snapped. Or I won't. Or I won't. I'll just stand here. And we listen to her talk about her day. You guys want to hear her talk about her day? She got a new iPhone, and she misses the other one because the phone jack. And the girl at work is like being kind of a dick. She's finally quiet. Just give me 5 more seconds. Rock-a-bye, baby. Okay, cool. All right, so at this point, she has a blanket. I can't. Do you guys still want to hear this? It's all right.
Okay, understand, I haven't finished the snap joke yet. It's still going. And I'm desperately trying to hang on. And I also take a lot of pride in not letting the staff kick out anybody as long as they're coherent. Like, this woman isn't drunk. She's had like 2 glasses of wine. She's with her guy, and her guy just looks miserable. And so I'm trying to make it all work. But as you can see, I'm having flares of revenge coming. And then this is what happened there at the end. I don't know if you are aware of where the word decimate comes from. Back in Roman times, if a Roman legion failed to like capture something or, you know, failed in a war, the head of the legion, the legionnaire, I believe, would line them all up and count every 10 person they just killed. It was called to decimate, like decimal, every 10th person you just executed. And that was to show the group what happens when one disobeys or when, you know, the collective. That would also, speaking of Russian history, World War II, they decimated as well. If one person deserted, because by the end, people were deserting all the time because the numbers of dead were you can't even comprehend it. That's why all these comparisons to Hitler and World War II and stuff that people throw around on the internet is absolute nonsense. But so if someone would abandon, or if someone left the army, people would get killed. Like every 10th person, they just kill that person. So I'm doing that to this crowd. I now say, okay, so now no one gets jokes. Now no one will get jokes. Because I thought that maybe the collective punishment would make this woman be quiet. Of course, it didn't work. But give it a shot. Let's see what happens next.
I love you too. That's why I'm apologizing. I really don't want to start another conversation. I'm literally apologizing to you right now that you're classy and that's where I had a misstep. That's all right. Okay, so I'm going to say the title of a song that you don't know, and I want you to freak out like it's real. Like, make me a real boy. Now, yeah, I know, but this is when I want your qualities. Because now I want irrational. I want you to just be all emotion. So, yes, when you hear the song, what's your favorite song in the world? No, it doesn't exist. I just explained that, but that's okay. What's your favorite song in the world? Frank Sinatra. Okay, so let's pretend it's My Way. And it is My Way. So I'm going to say, no, but seriously, let that sink in what Frank was saying. No, it's okay, bud. I swear to God, at this point, it's fine. There's no more nuance. Earlier, it was a disaster. Because, like, jokes are so fragile. But this shit is raw. It's Journey. I want that. I want just fucking live wires. I will go ahead whenever I want to. Thank you very much. But that's okay. I know that you're kind when you say that, like that you're the type that cuts off the crust of the fucking sandwiches for me and everything, but then you act like a dick. But then I'm like, but she cut off the crust. So you make me conflicted. But I guess that's very beautiful in a way. There's no beauty without a flaw. You know, the pearl started as a little shitty piece of sand. Tonight, you're my shitty piece of sand. And I'm the oyster. And I want you inside of me. Because I want to be inside of you. Okay, so I'm going to say the title of a song that you don't know. And I want you to...
As you can see, I'm now trying to close the show. I'm doing my closing joke. She's never stopped talking the whole time. And I'm now offering olive branches. I just want to, because everyone likes a happy ending. Nobody wants to see the woman who embarrassed herself leave upset. Because even though the crowd is very annoyed, and a lot of people drove a long way to see me and were just sitting there like, what is going on? They don't want to see anyone just destroyed, you know? And if, like, you can destroy them, but everyone wants that third act, that redemption. Everyone wants Jesus to come back, you know? So I'm trying so hard to offer this woman, but she won't stop. She just won't stop. It's like the chick from The Ring. She never sleeps. She just keeps coming back. And her guy's beside herself. But this is, on this day, by the way, I was in New York City, basically, north of New York City, a little bit. I missed my family so much, I drove 4.5 hours home to Saranac Lake to just have 1 hour of lunch with my wife and son. And I drove all the way back to this show, right? I got a speeding ticket on the way back. So I'm not performing. That's like a little chink in my armor. Because I feel a little worn down and a little like, I want to be home so bad right now. And this woman won't just let me do my job. So this is when things do get a little dark. Things get a little dark. Let's see how dark this night can get.
Because when you fake it, you start feeling it. Like sometimes when I'm sad, I read in a book that I just smile a lot. And then I start feeling happier. Like, you got to trick yourself, man. Fuck it. This world isn't your goddamn IMAX theater. You got to work. All right, here we go. Is this a goddamn PTA meeting? Like, are you guys like, yeah, we should take care of the kid with the pisses with his pants down?
Jesus Christ. It's all right. It'll get better. It always gets better.
You think that's why Cobain killed himself? Because Courtney Love was always like, what does glue mean? And he was like, fucking what? It's like, Kurt, like, smells like Teen Spirit. Like, why don't they just wear deodorant? And he's like, God. And he literally took a fucking shotgun. Like, you're not planning a suicide with a shotgun unless you have go-go gadget arms. You know, you get a pistol. You don't get a fucking shotgun. Like, no one's like, I'm going to kill myself, so I'm going to get a shot, like a long barrel. Because I'm guessing, you know, my arm's long enough. No, that's an act of desperation because someone couldn't shut their fucking mouth. Because Courtney Love is like, I want to be in a band too, Kurt. And he's like, I barely know you. I fucked you. You made me feel guilty about being. And then he just shot himself. And then we fought a war over heroin. The next thing I want to talk about. Keep acting uncomfortable. It's going to get way crazier. I'm talking about incest and 9/11. You're being punished. There we go. Now let's just play the Amelie soundtrack. She was a girl named Amelie. You ever see that movie? It's actually beautiful. I won't even do a joke. Just listen to it. You don't know the movie? It's really... She's a French girl. Amelie. Yeah, I want to see you wrestle with your jacket. Like, when do we leave, Tina? Leave whenever you have the fucking courage to. Imagine that techno. If we got all French techno, that'd be a good time. Do you guys want to hear... Another song? I don't, yeah, all right, here we go. This is a song, you ever hear Nine Inch Nails? How about this? And then I'll close. Maybe, it depends. You have free will. I need a drink, too. You want a drink? What do you want, guys? A vodka, let's do it. You want vodka shots? How many of you guys are there? Eight? All right. No, I'll buy it. I'm just fucking with you. I'm just kidding around. Can I grab 8 shots of vodka for me and my new friends? That guy's like, wait a minute, I have a shotgun in the car. Look at this slow walk to suicide. Yeah, so all the shots for those guys. And all right, this is Nine Inch Nails, but blues.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, things are getting dark. But there's a good portion of the crowd that was enjoying it, clearly. But this woman wouldn't shut up, and they wouldn't leave. And I just have to win. And that's when pride's really messing with me, you know? And, yeah, I won't finish it. I won't finish a joke. I won't, because I'm the opposite of rapey. I need a lot of consent, you know? I'll do bold moves and stuff, but if I don't feel that everyone's on board, we're going to start again until they are. Listen, if this was like a corporate event or if this was like someone else's show, I'm not doing any of this shit. But these people clearly like blood. They like it. And it's also my show completely. And the club's fine with it. They enjoyed it. They were But it's, yeah, at this point, you guys want to hear a little Nine Inch Nails? You know things aren't going well when you start covering Nine Inch Nails.
There's no G in it. G stands for jizz spelled like that. Do you spell jizz with a G or a J? See, that's what's really dividing this country. It isn't politics. It's the J guys and the G guys. Where it's like, take my jizz. And it's like, what do you spell it with? It's like a J, obviously. And it's like, you spell jizz with a goddamn J? Get him, boys. And they're like, we're G guys around here. And then the J guys. Yeah, you can put your cell phones down. I'm not closing yet. You think I'm fucking lying? You think I give a fuck? Go home to Murder, She Wrote. Go home to Murder, She Wrote. What, did you TiVo some shit? It's not even a fucking valid technology anymore. TiVo. That's what happens to people that aren't fucking passionate and don't understand acronyms. DVR. OTPHJ. Oh, let's do this. I'll stop fucking.
The beauty of going off the rails like that is you do get places. Like that jizz joke is now, I can write that down and work on it. That's why I accept this type of shit, because some of the best stuff I've ever written has come in these type of chaotic environments. But just like every good movie, there's a breaking point. Listen to this. Listen to it.
Help me, baby, you make me perfect. Not about that lady. Help me get away from myself. I wanna fuck you like an animal. I wanna feel you from the inside. A jizz with a G. Jizz with a fucking G. Like right now. Are they gone? All right, let's just close down shop. To be honest with you, I just wanted to wear them down. It's not about you guys. I didn't hate any of you. It was literally just them. You're all great. It was literally one person. I'm like, I have 3 lines of fucking offensive line. Like, I will fucking have everyone get hurt. I won't fucking bench anyone. You've been great. She was rolling her eyes at every goddamn thing I said, and I'm a vengeful little bitch. I'm sorry you had to go through all that, the Moonlight Sonata, all that. I just had to prove a goddamn point that you can't just run your fucking mouth in this world without consequences. Thank you. All right, so let's close down shop in a fun way, because now the fucking witch is dead. I'm dead fucking serious. So remember, my first over the pants hand job in a Walgreens, and then my first line gets you're in a Walgreens, and also the title, and then it's going to be awesome. I feel like such a fucking weight off my shoulders. Jesus Christ. You ever pay off your credit card debt and you're like, She's like, she was Visa. All right. That's all right. We'll close before she comes back. This next song, I promised myself I was never going to go back in time, but you guys may remember this one from back in the day. It's called OTPHJ. Fuck you, CVS. You're in a Walgreens, and your girl is looking sweet.
Eventually, the couple left. And when they did, I won. And the crowd was electric. You know, it was one of the best over the pants hand job in Walgreens I've done. You know, standing O, hugs, high fives, smiles, really good times. Because that's the thing about a good story is you got to have a happy ending. And, you know, I think part of the crowd didn't want to be blamed for the actions of others. And so when I took the stress off of them and I said, it's not about you, ladies and gentlemen, it was about them. They were like, thank God. I want to hear your feedback. I want to know who won and who lost in that exchange. Write to me at whydidn'tthelaugh@gmail.com. Because I don't even know. Did I win or didn't I? I know I won in the sense that it was entertaining as fuck. But in the battle between mercy and revenge, when someone refuses to kneel. And I'm not asking this woman to be quiet in her life. I'm just asking her to be quiet in a theater environment where I have to talk and she has to be quiet. We're now in an age where the individual is very empowered. For better or for worse, it's reality. You know, you can look at it either direction. It's either the greatest time to be alive or the worst time to be alive, depending on how you feel about empowering individuals. Every person alive now, at least in America, I can speak for, has that little extra spring in their step, like, I really matter. Maybe they do, or maybe they don't at all. Well, this has been a lot of fun. Make sure you subscribe, comment, tell your friends about the podcast, because I enjoy doing it. I want to keep doing it. You can go to patreon.wdtl. I still haven't quite figured out how to even do this yet, but I know it's in place. Amy did it because she's smarter than me. But you can also go to my website and buy beer coasters, handmade beer coasters that my brother and I do for our other podcast, Case Closed, Beers Open. And as always, be good to each other. Drink a lot of water and change your socks, because life is long and wonderful and short and terrible all at the same time. So let's really, really get the most out of today. And you can't do it alone. And you can't do it without understanding your own emotions. Today has been an episode of Why Didn't They Laugh, where we look at the beautiful interaction of mercy and revenge. Much love.